Dinosaurs who were still trapped on an island in Jurassic Park back in 1993 are now roaming free in Jurassic World Dominion. Critic Bob Mondello says the screenplay roams pretty free, too.
Raptors romping in the snow, farms plagued by locusts the size of backpacks, corporate tech guys redesigning extinct theropods, not extinct iPods, and not one but two full casts of adventurers ready for some dino derring do.
Bigger. Why do they always have to go bigger?
Our recent Jurassic World regulars are roughing it in the Rockies in what I came to think of as the lumberjack cowboy portion of the film, Chris Pratt riding the range and roping herds of horse-like parasaurolophi, while Bryce Dallas Howard plays frontier mom to Isabella Sermon's Maisie, with all three communing with their favorite raptors, Blue and Baby Blue.
Blue had a baby. That's impossible.
Hey, girl.
You look just like your mother.
Until poachers show up and Baby Blue is kidnapped, setting a plot of sorts in motion.
I promise you, I am going to get her back.
Meanwhile, those huge locusts have caught the attention of the first trilogy's Jurassic Park old-timers, Laura Dern and Sam Neill, who, understandably caught up by the urgency of the situation, leap right in.
How are you kids?
Sort of.
Amazing. Grown. It's shocking. They're both in college. Can you believe that?
And Mark?
It's over.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I'm back to me and my work. You know, it's...
That's great.
It's good. It is. I'm alone at last.
Exciting times.
Indeed. Took three writers to come up with that. Anyway, while they're catching up, the others head off to Malta for a double Osiris bit, where our heroes battle a Bond-style villain and her laser-controlled raptors. Their escape, which turns into Indiana Pratt and the flight of the pterodactyls.
That's another plane, right?
Not exactly.
Parachutes our heroine into the domain of a Tyrannosaurus Scissorhands. And there will soon be an underground sequence that plays like Journey to the Center of the Triassic, and even a Jurassic on Ice bit.
That can't be right.
Featuring a feathered, pond-skating, not-sure-whatosaurus. All on the way to a corporate dino preserve modeled so closely on the Cupertino headquarters of Apple Computers that you won't bat an eye when Campbell Scott shows up looking like a clone of Apple CEO Tim Cook. I wondered briefly if this might be intended as a comment on corporate predators or institutional dinosaurs, but I suspect that's giving the screenwriters too much credit. Regardless, director Colin Trevorrow has pretty much run out of ideas by the time he gets everyone to the preserve and can't seem to direct the ideas he recycles, mostly apex predator versus apex predator throwdowns, without variations or even dialogue to speak of.
Don't move.
About the only critter the script doesn't reference is a thesaurus. Two new characters, a pilot played by DeWanda Wise and a plot device played by Mamoudou Athi, are better than their material, something you can't say about most of the others, including the lumbering digital beasts that once inspired so much awe. In Jurassic World Dominion, even they are just going through the motions, poor things. A few of them look as if they might almost welcome extinction. I'm Bob Mondello.